Even though I was expecting a strike, it shocked me when it came. I heard a hiss, saw a blur of motion to my right, and felt a sting on the end of my nose. The very worst and most fatal place to take a snake bite. I staggered back. My eyes began to dim. I felt the poison rushing through my bloodstream. My heart pounded in my ears. I sank to my knees. I uttered not a cry and faced my untimely end with the little shreds of courage I could muster. As the gray veil moved across my eyes, I heard a strange voice.
Oh, sorry about that, Hanky. You woke me up and I thought you were a big mouse.
Huh? Hadn't I heard that whiny voice before? That was no snake. That was Pete the Barn Cat. I opened my eyes and sure enough, there was Pete's insipid grin peeking out of the iris. What are you doing in there? I thought you were a rattlesnake. Pete licked his paw.
No, he was here, but he crawled under the house. Snakes are very afraid of cats, you know, which is why a lot of people think that cats are better at ranch security than dogs.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm. Because cats have something no cow dog in history has ever possessed.
Such as? He throwed an arch in his back, took a big stretch, and scratched the ground with his front paws.
Intelligence.
All at once, I felt my energy coming back. I stood up.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm, and you can run along now, Hanky, and... Oh, my goodness, your poor little nose is bleeding.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's real bad news for you, Cat. And here's what I'm gonna do about it.
I went crashing into the iris patch. Landed right in the middle of Pete. I mean, just buried him. He was gonna pay dearly for his mistake. He'd drawn first blood, and I was fixing to draw second blood. About 2 gallons of it. I lifted one paw and waited to grab him with my teeth. He didn't come out. I lifted the other paw and you might say that he'd slipped out of my trap. Funny how a cat can be right there in your clutches 1 second and gone the next. Makes a guy wonder how they do that. And I mean right there in front of your eyes. Beats me, but we can be sure that it saved Pete from a tragic and messy death. Because Hank the Cowdog does not take trash off the cats.